Off the Ball Breakfast.
It's hard to be a lover of Irish football at the moment because of, and ultimately it goes back to the FAI. You've got to clean their act up, and I think they tried to do that.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Mikel Arteta and Pep Guardiola after Arsenal and Manchester City's 1-1 draw on Sunday. We look ahead to tonight's action in the League of Ireland as the race for Europe heats up, and with the Ballon d'Or winner set to be announced tonight, who's in contention. But first to London and the Emirates Stadium. Gabriel Martinelli came off the bench to score for a second time in a week to earn Arsenal a 1-1 draw at home to Manchester City. Erling Haaland had put Pep Guardiola's side ahead after just 9 minutes when he out-sprinted the entire Arsenal defence to finish past David Raya when he was played in by Tijani Reinders. However, Mikel Arteta says he was happy with the resilience his side showed once again after a shaky 5 minute period.
We had a 5 shaky minutes that we have to reset mentally because it was so unfair to concede a goal with what we were doing, and after that we just completely dominated the game again.
City boss Pep Guardiola said a draw was probably a fair outcome.
It's a little bit, we're close in the 5 of them results, but I think in general Arsenal was better. But the team was there, and yeah, we had better results than last season, I would say. We had better results than last season against United, so we take for that.
Arteta praised Martinelli's attitude and impact after also grabbing a goal off the bench midweek against Athletic Bilbao.
He's in a really good moment again after the game he had in Bilbao. On that period of time, probably he deserved more, but his energy again, his attitude was really good, and that's why he made the impact that he made again for the team.
City's approach raised a few eyebrows. Guardiola didn't implement his usual possession-based game plan.
We don't want it, but sometimes it happens. So. Okay, one time in 10 years is not bad, right? So it's good. I have to prove myself again for another strategy. Now I am a transition team. You know that?
Elsewhere in the Premier League yesterday, Newcastle drew 0-0 away to Bournemouth, and their manager Eddie Howe admits there'll be a different attacking side without Alexander Isak and with his replacement Nick Valdemade. It's a third time in a row an away game of theirs has ended scoreless this season. Howe says other players have to step up now after Isak's move to Liverpool.
Whenever you go through a period where you don't score, I think you have to look at all areas. I don't think you can limit it to the wingers, but of course those players have to be productive, and I think they always have been historically for us.
Aston Villa remain without a win in the league after being held to a 1-1 draw by 10-man Sunderland. Boss Unai Emery wasn't happy with the performance on a day they scored their first league goal of the season.
We were lazy sometimes in defensively, lazy. For example, the goal we conceded, we were lazy. Maybe it's the consequences, we are not feeling dominating, we are not feeling playing in our style.
And on yesterday, Sunday kickback, Brian Kerr told Richie McCormack there's a real lack of energy in the Villa team.
If it was on again next week, I wouldn't be rushing the boy a ticket, Richie. I'd say it wasn't a great game. From an Aston Villa point of view, it was a continuation of their poor start to the season, I'd say. We've got 3 points now in 5 games, 2-0 all draws and 1-1 draw against 10 men. And not at all what they would have liked. I suppose there's one bit of it. He said, well, we've only lost 2 games. So if you're looking at some straws, you're saying, well, we've only lost 2 games, but it wasn't a good performance.
Having watched them up close now, what's missing?
I think there's a lack of vibrancy and energy around the team. If you look at the team, it's kind of like the team of 2 years ago, not even last season. Last season did a bit more about them when Tielemans came into the team and Onana came into the team. But you look, Buenda is back in the side now. Ollie Watkins is still there. But he had the competition with Duran when Duran was there in the early part of last season. Then Duran went. Both of them had been playing well. I think they need to get Harvey Elliott into the team to liven it up for him. They're obviously just kind of bringing him along since he arrived from Liverpool.
There's a round of games in the League of Ireland tonight. Waterford welcome leader Shamrock Rovers to the RSC. John Coleman's side lost 2-1 to Bohemians last Friday and have picked up just 1 point from their last 6 matches. Waterford are getting sucked into the relegation battle. The team in the promotion relegation playoff, 9th place, is 3 points behind Waterford. Rovers want to bounce back after conceding a late equaliser away to Cork City on Friday. Manager Stephen Bradley knows they're in for a tough game tonight.
Yeah, we've watched them, obviously, all of his games, so we know quite a lot about Waterford. They're probably the most watched team for us this year, so we know we're going into it. It'll be a tough game, and yeah, we need to move on quickly and get ready for another tough game on Monday.
The race for Europe is hotting up as Drogheda United meet Shelburne in a huge game at Sullivan and Lamb Park. Shells earned a 1-1 draw away to Derry City on Friday night, thanks to a goal from Meepo Odebeko. And with Conference League football on the horizon for Shelburne, a route back to Europe will only happen through their league position with their FAI Cup run over already. James Norris is impressed playing off the left for Joey O'Brien's side, and the on-loan Liverpool player feels he's improved during his time in Ireland.
100%, yeah. You know, you could say when I come here, I had small experience at Tranmere, but I've come here, I've played a lot of games and I've really enjoyed it. And you can't replicate playing men's football.
Shells and Drogheda have 43 points each and sit in 6th and 4th respectively. They're 7 points off Bohemians and Derry in 2nd and 3rd. Drogheda drew 1-1 away to Sligo Rovers on Friday night after Paul Doyle cancelled out Ryan O'Kane's first half effort. St Pat's are level on points with Shells and Drogheda. They do have a better goal difference. Stephen Kenny's side played bottom side Cork City at Richmond Park tonight. The Saints were disappointed by failing to take maximum points last Friday when they faced Galway United. Speaking to Off the Ball's Jonathan Higgins after that game on Friday, Jay McLennan said that in the business end of the season, you have to be picking up 3 points.
Yeah, this is the business end of the season. This is the games you want to win. These are where the 3 points matter the most. And you move on to Monday, you forget about tonight and you move on to Monday. Obviously, Cork have had a good result there, last minute equaliser against Shamrock Rovers. So it won't be an easy game and we'll look forward to it.
So it's a must-win game for both sides, with Cork 8 points from safety with 6 games to play. Durham Ashes side have yet to win away from home in the league this season. Now, they have shown improvement, but relegation looks odds on if they come away from Inchicore without anything tonight. There's also a big derby out west. Galway United welcome Sligo Rovers to Eamon DC Park. Both teams have 31 points each in their bid to avoid the playoff. Galway showed some improvement in their 2 recent visits to Richmond Park, but are without a league win since mid-June. Sligo have won the last 2 games between the sides. The winner tonight could go a long way to ensuring their safety. And man of the match for Galway last Friday, Brendan Clark, says their focus had already switched in the aftermath of Friday's draw in Dublin.
Yeah, it is. They're all huge. We've already switched our minds to that. John, in after the game, well done. Tonight it's gone. We've parked it. We need to get in tomorrow, recover. Look at Sligo tomorrow in training again Sunday and game Monday, and we'll be ready to play.
In the first division tonight, there's a meeting at the bottom two. Athlone Town take on Kerry. 6th place Finn Harps has 7th place Wexford and Ballybuffet. Both sides are chasing the final playoff spot, which is currently held by Treaty United in 5th. All of tonight's domestic games kick off at 8:15. Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota.
Nuno Tavares losing the ball. This is Solé Pellegrini. It was written in the stars. He wasn't even supposed to be here, but he remains a Roma player. He'll always be Romano Romanista. And he scores for the 4th time in the Derby della Capitale.
In Serie A, Evan Ferguson played 65 minutes in the baking hot Roman sunshine as Roma beat Lazio 1-0 in the derby, thanks to a first half strike from Lorenzo Pellegrini. Lazio ended the game with 10 men and also saw Matteo Guendouzi shown a red card for dissent after the full-time whistle. Inter kick-started their campaign with a 2-1 win against Sassuolo on Sunday. Inter are 10th in the league on 6 points after 4 games. They're 4 points behind the leaders Juventus. Second place Napoli have 9 points and they play Pisa on Monday night. Elsewhere around the continent yesterday, Ferran Torres scored twice for Barcelona in their comfortable 3-0 win against Getafe. Marcus Rashford came off the bench after he was dropped because he turned up late to training ahead of the game. The win keeps Barca second in La Liga on 13 points, 2 points behind leaders Real Madrid, who beat Espanyol on Saturday to make it 5 league wins from 5. Atletico Madrid's struggles persisted. They were held to a dramatic 1-1 draw by Mallorca on Sunday. The result left Diego Simeone's side in 12th place with 6 points from 5 games. Mallorca are 19th with 2 points. In France, Le Classique between Marseille and PSG was postponed last night in the anticipation of a major storm in the south of France. That match has been rearranged for 7 o'clock on Monday evening, which will clash directly with the Ballon d'Or ceremony in Paris, where many of the PSG players and the club's manager Luis Enrique are nominated for awards. Borussia Dortmund carved out a 1-0 win against Wolfsburg thanks to a Karim Adeyemi first half goal. They're up to second place in the Bundesliga and 10 points behind Bayern Munich, the champions, who have 12 points from 12. Borussia Mönchengladbach's first goal of the season secured a 1-1 draw against Bayer Leverkusen. Oliver Burke became the first Scottish player to score a hat-trick in the Bundesliga. His treble helped Union Berlin win 4-3 against Eintracht Frankfurt. Sebastian Tanetki continued his impressive start to his Celtic career in their 4-0 Scottish League Cup quarter-final win over Partick Thistle. Liam Scales also scored in the game. Tanetki, who moved to Parkhead from Hammarby, scored his first goal for the club in a man-of-the-match performance, and the winger says he's delighted they're into the last four where they'll play Rangers.
When you play for Celtic, it's of course it's a massive club, and you have to fight for every trophy who is possible to win. So we are really pleased to go into the semi-final.
The WSL united to pay tribute to Matt Beard yesterday following his death at the age of 47. He led Liverpool to back-to-back titles in 2013 and 14, and also had a three-year spell in charge of Chelsea, whose fans applauded in the 47th minute in their 1-0 win against Leicester. Current Chelsea boss Sonia Bampastor says it was a very sad day for women's football.
He did a lot for Chelsea. He had deep relationships with most of the staff and players. And he's one of my colleagues. So, really difficult moment. My thoughts are with his own family.
That win for Chelsea maintained their 100% start of the season. Finished nil-all between Manchester United and Arsenal, who both remain unbeaten. West Ham are bottom and without a point after a 4-1 loss to Brighton. Liverpool were due to play Aston Villa yesterday, but that game was postponed. And finally, the world's best male and female players will be crowned this evening. The winners of the two Ballon d'Or awards for their performances last season will be announced at a ceremony in Paris. PSG's Ousmane Dembele is the favourite to win the men's prize, with Barcelona's Lamine Yamal in the running as well. Barcelona's Aitana Bonmatí and Arsenal's Alessia Russo are tipped for the female award. Liverpool's Arne Slot and Enzo Maresca of Chelsea are nominated for the men's coach of the year. Serena Wiegmann and Sonia Bampastor are among those in the running for the women's prize. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.